This recording, Illinois 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so it made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing her a tune. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "I'm 66 years old. I was born in Granite City, Illinois, November 25th, 1946. As I grew, I went to school in Venice, Illinois. I completed elementary school and high school in Venice. I graduated in 1964. My class size was 29 people in my class. After graduating from high school, I went on to college for 1 year, Eastern Illinois University, where I majored in botany, but it wasn't long that I decided that college wasn't for me. So I came home from school, bounced around a little bit, one job to another, and then I was finally hired with Southwestern Bell Telephone Company in 1965. I started there, and I started dating the lady who is my wife now. Her name is Cindy. We dated for about a year. We were engaged, and then we became married. Now, a little bit about myself. I've enjoyed sports my whole life. I currently, being retired after 46 years with the telephone company, I'm retired, and I've started playing golf with some of my friends that I went all through school with. We play on Mondays. We play at a different course every week, which we find that to be fun and challenging. I have a very good friend of mine that has a home on a lake down in Missouri called Table Rock Lake. We go down there. Him and I will go down and we fish. Sometimes we take our wives down, and when we're down there with our wives, and we eat, and we go to some shows down there. It's an entertainment type area called Branson, Missouri. So there's always plenty to do, and we partake of all of that. I retired in March of 2012. My wife retired in June 2012. Since we've retired, we have traveled a couple different places. We've taken a trip to California. We've taken a trip to New Orleans, and in the near future, we're going to be flying out to California for our niece's high school graduation.